All right, back with more. Thanks, folks, for joining us today on The Line of Fire. We're tackling a very hot, controversial issue, namely, is Christian support of Israel misguided? Are the Israelis guilty of atrocities against the Palestinians? Are the Israelis guilty of injustice against the Palestinians? Are the Israelis the real obstacle to peace in the Middle East? Are Christians wrongly supporting Israel as opposed to saying, look, we're not on the side of Israel, we're not on the side of the Palestinians, we're on God's side, and God's side is the way of peace, justice? There's a video by Porter Speakman Jr., who was invited to join us on the show and either declined or was unable or both over the different times we've invited him. But to me, it's a hit piece on Israel, inaccurate theologically and inaccurate historically and factually. I'm assuming based on ignorance as opposed to based on wanting to be deceptive. Either way, I find it to be dangerously misleading. 866-34-TRUTH, joined from Israel by Shani Ferguson, together with her husband Kobe, actively involved in outreach to the Jewish people living in the land. Shani, there is something that I think our listeners need to be reminded of. For whatever reason, for whatever history, the reality today is, if there's a successful suicide mission in Israel, that there is rejoicing among many Palestinians. There is celebration that Jewish blood was spilled. There's that level of hatred, animosity. Have you ever seen, in terms of the larger Israeli populace, that type of celebration if there's a report that Palestinian kids were killed in an Israeli rocket attack, or that a soldier snapped and kill the family if that happened? Have you ever seen that type of reaction in Israel, that there's widespread celebration because, hey, the only good Arab is a dead Arab?
Never. And actually, if that ever were to happen from some rogue Israeli, they would quickly become the scum of Israeli culture. Israelis don't like death, and that's why the Palestinian culture can have that kind of rejoicing when there's death, and the Israelis don't do that.
So you're saying that's also part of the Islamic mindset, or radical Islam, at least, that, you know, the martyrdom is assurance of eternal life, and we love death, you love life kind of concept. And have there been investigations? Have you ever seen this in your lifetime where maybe there is an alleged massacre, or a refugee camp and soldiers were allowed in and there was a massacre, or say within the war on Gaza, the war against Hamas, Operation Cast Lead, that there are allegations of Israeli violence against citizens that was preventable. Have you ever seen these types of investigations or read about them in your lifetime in Israel?
There's been investigations to all sorts, because there's been so many claims of massacres. But a lot of times footage comes out where they'll show, Palestinians carrying bodies, and then the body, falls off the, the thing.
Whatever they're being carried on, we understand.
Whatever it is they're being carried on, and the body falls off and then manages to climb back on so they can continue their...
So you're saying there's some stuff that's contrived in terms of the footage. Obviously,
right.
They're suffering, but there's some stuff that's contrived and a lot of claims
correct.
Of massacre. But
again, if something happens and there's some rogue soldier that does something stupid, the Israeli military jumps right on it and will investigate. And should something like that happen, even mild levels of abuse, the soldiers go to jail. I mean, we don't mess around with that kind of stuff.
Right. And again, it's often been said that if the Palestinians put down their weapons, there would be no more war. If the Israelis put down their weapons, there would be no more Israel. We come back. I want to play your clip that talks about the UN and worldwide anti-Semitism. Again, something that was not factored in at all the video with God on our side. I've been very concerned about a video came out last year called With God on Our Side. And I'm concerned because it shows, especially to Christians in America, and raises serious questions about whether they should be standing with Israel. And I believe that there's serious theological errors and issues with the video, and serious errors in terms of the presentation of facts, historic and current. And I asked Shani Ferguson to come on And I would look at her as a Jewish believer in Israel, educated in these issues in terms of she's looked into them, but I didn't bring on an academic. I didn't bring on a theologian. I brought on someone that could give you the feel for living in Israel and their perception on a video like this. We put our friend Michael in Atlanta on hold a little ways back. All right, and he's gone. We invited him to call back. Shani, let's listen to a clip about the UN and Israel. It's very important to recognize that there is world bias against Israel, that there really is a spiritual battle against the Jewish people, regardless of guilt. There really is a satanic conspiracy against Israel. I lay it out plainly in my book, Our Hands Are Stained with Blood. If you don't have that, I strongly encourage you to get a copy for yourself. You'll find it disturbingly eye-opening. Let's give this a listen.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, oh, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN. Because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United...
All right, now, I'm going to jump in here. There's a bit more of the history lesson on this clip. But what I wanted you to realize is the disproportionate amount of attack that comes Israel's way from the international community. I was at a forum in 1991, I believe it was, 91 or 92, a Jerusalem Foundation forum in New York City, and Dan Rather moderated a discussion between a Lebanese scholar, well-respected Arab scholar, and Dr. Henry Kissinger. The Lebanese scholar was Dr. Professor Fuad Ajami. And I asked some questions when there was an interactive time and pressed one point, and I remember Fuad Ajami saying, listen, Israel uses a tear gas, and there's a world outcry. Saddam Hussein uses nerve gas on his own people, and there's silence. Shani, living in Israel, do you sometimes have the feeling that the whole world is against Israel and that whatever you do is going to be massively scrutinized, whereas those around you can commit atrocities and there's barely a hiccup worldwide?
Kind of used to it, so I almost don't notice every time I hear there's another UN resolution condemning Israel, and, you know, sometimes they do it before they even know. I mean, when the flotilla happened, it was like, oh, there's a resolution against us and nobody even knows what happened yet. But the part that usually gets me is, you know, we get condemned for, you know, some odd thing, and you just don't hear anything about when the, you know, Palestinian Authority, to their own people, you know, when they commit atrocities against their own people, when Hamas goes and shoots up weddings of, you know, people from different political parties, that there's nothing, not a word. But again, it's annoying, but I'm just so used to it, I almost don't even pay attention anymore.
Right, but I mean, it is a reality. Obviously, Israelis have to get thick-skinned at a certain point. Hey, let me grab another call, and then we'll go back to the video. Andrew in Lexington, Kentucky, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, guys. I had a theological issue to raise, but I'll probably do it tomorrow on the call-in. I understand that the video itself may have swung the pendulum the other way, but the target audience, you know, when you say, why don't they show the Hamas at the schools and the kids and the naming the streets after terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. The target audience that this video was shot for, which is white American evangelicals, already have that picture of Palestinians. They already have that stereotype of Palestinians, and they do not have the understanding of the genuine oppression that's happening to those people. Now, if it's to the degree that the video makes it sound, I mean, that's debatable. My question is, do you not see the anger that you felt when you were watching the mischaracterization of your people? Do you not see that there are many Palestinians and many folks who support them that have felt this way about Americans as far as how they are perceived, to the point where I saw a well-known evangelical scholar say that God was going to kill all the Palestinians for messing with Israel, which I would find equally as dangerous as what you would find in the video. So I'd just like to hear your thoughts about that.
Great. Yeah, great questions and comments, Andrew. I appreciate that. I've got a, just with a phone line issue here, you're going to be on hold, but you're going to be able to listen, all right? And I want to give you a response and enable Shanita to weigh in as well. The first thing, Andrew, is I think your questions are great questions, and you raise great points, but I don't think the pendulum needs to swing. In other words, you say it's swung back, you know, it's on one side, now it's swung to the other side. I don't think it's been at that extreme side, because Prime Minister Netanyahu gets up and says to our Congress that he welcomes a Palestinian state and let's live side by side in peace. And all he's asking the Palestinians to say is, we welcome a Jewish state. See, that hasn't been said, and I don't think the pendulum needs to swing. And I think your average American evangelical Christian, I don't think they're aware of streets being named after suicide bombers. I don't think they're aware of that. I don't think they're aware of what's taught in the average textbook. What they're aware of is that God has regathered the Jewish people to the land, and the Jewish people are attacked and harassed by enemies on every side, and that the Jewish people regathered their refugees and received them into their land. The surrounding Arab nations want nothing to do with the Palestinians. They expelled Palestinians from their own countries. So again, it is a very false presentation. You don't balance what you think is an exaggeration with falsehood, with an exaggeration of your own. So that's why I would take strong exception to. And the quote level of oppression, Shani, perhaps you can weigh in on that. But how, as far as you understand, if there is oppression and checkpoints and various things like this and difficulties for the life of the Palestinian people, in your view, as an Israeli, is that self-imposed because they still have war declared on Israel, or is it just Israel's apartheid policies?
Well, you know, one of the things that struck me is funny about the traffic and the checkpoints is that in Israel, there is horrible traffic everywhere. It's not just checkpoints. It's just Israel is a hard place. There's lots of traffic. There's lots of lines. There's Israelis that don't make it to the hospital. You know, that was one of the things they said in the film, is that there was Palestinians that didn't make it to the hospital in time because of the checkpoints. It was Israelis that don't make it to the hospitals because of traffic in the streets. But really, the issue with swinging the pendulum is that this is not an accurate portrayal of the Palestinian situation, and therefore I don't see it as helpful as giving a broader picture of you know, what their life is.
All right,
like.
Tell you what, we'll pick this up when we come back. Stay with us, Andrew and Shani and everybody else. I've got pages and pages and pages of notes I barely even was able to get into. Now, at the end of 2 hours of broadcasting, raising very serious concerns about the video with God on our side, which to me is a hit piece against Israel and against Christian support of Israel. Hey, Andrew in Lexington, Kentucky, we don't have much time, but I just wanted to allow you to briefly respond to what I had to say and what Shani had to say.
Yeah, two things in closing. One, I think when she was talking about the checkpoints and not being able to get to the hospital, think she was alluding to, and I don't know if you've seen the entirety of the video, this woman actually lost her child because she couldn't get to the checkpoints in time. And the response was, well, you know, a lot of people, I mean, there's traffic. It just seems kind of, it doesn't really seem to be, I don't know. But like, I'm not in
Yeah, but
situation.
just understand, Andrew, that Israeli hospitals regularly treat Palestinian children for free.
Israeli hospitals,
you're not going to find the Palestinian hospitals treating the Israeli kids. And the checkpoint wouldn't be there unless people were trying to come in and kill the Israelis.
I understand that completely. It's just that at the end of the day, a woman lost her child. And my issue is, as a Christian, and I think this was the real point of the video, which, you know, I wish they would have emphasized it a lot more instead of the rhetoric, et cetera, et cetera, was that as Christians, is our role to be, we're going to support the Israelis and tell the Palestinians that they're squatters, or is our role to put a Palestinian hand in Jesus' hand and an Israeli hand in Jesus' hand and bring them both together? Is that not our role? And I feel like white American Christian evangelicals are totally one-sided in the way that they're approaching this issue,
and I wish there were
more in the middle.
Right, and I appreciate that. Sorry to jump in. I'm time sensitive, but I very much enjoy the conversation. Just remember, the checkpoints wouldn't be there if the Palestinians weren't trying to slaughter and kill and murder Israelis. That's the first thing, okay? If that wasn't happening, there would be no checkpoints because you've got over a million Arabs living right there in Israel, side by side, and there are no checkpoints for them, okay? That's the first thing. Second thing, remember that every Israeli just going into a mall to shop, you've got to go through security. You've got to go through this whole rigmarole. You can't live a normal life in Israel as an Israeli because of constant threats to kill and maim. And lastly, Christians absolutely should stand with Israel. They must undo the horrific history of Christian anti-Semitism over 1,500 plus years. They must demonstrate a genuine love to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that is a Christian imperative. But we will talk more. Andrew, appreciate it very much. And please do call back because I think you have important points to make, even if we're on different sides of the spectrum. They are educated and thoughtful points. All right, Shani, amazingly, we've covered just a part of the video, and we're almost out of time. But can you just give us succinctly some of the strongest reasons why you feel that Christians should stand with Israel, not to justify injustice, but as a general rule, recognizing God has brought the Jewish people back to the land and why Christians should be standing with Israel?
Yeah, and I just want to respond real quick just to explain. I know it sounds like I'm flippant. I'm just trying to say that it's not, you can't just say, well, a woman lost her child, therefore it's Israel's fault. And that was the point that I was making.
It's got it.
Not so, okay. But as for Christians supporting Israel, there's the obvious spiritual dynamic behind it. If we say, you know, God says, bless Israel and you'll be blessed. There's also the very practical issue that Israel is America's ally in the Middle East, and freedom in Israel serves as a buffer to America, because the opposition that Israel experiences from the Muslim world and the surrounding Arab countries, really, it will eventually turn on America should they take out Israel. Right now, they're focusing on Israel because we're close, but we are considered the little Satan, and America is the big trophy for the Muslim world. So Christians, for their own skin and their own safety, not in the sense of scaring everybody, but so that the same thing that Israel is experiencing right now, the animosity from the Arab world will turn to America, and Israel really is a bastion of freedom for Arabs that live here and for many Arabs that actually would like to come here. And so if Christians or Americans want to support Israel, they are supporting Arabs by supporting Israel.
Got it. All right. And obviously there's much more that could be said. I just didn't give you enough time to say it. So, Shani, the website for you and Kobe, tell our listeners again what that is.
Is YeshuaIsrael.com. And actually, one more thing. The issue with Jerusalem and dividing up Jerusalem, if Jerusalem goes to the Palestinians, then they have said that they don't want to have any kind of Jews or Christians coming over into the old city and all the holy sites and all the places that tourists love to come at this point.
Right, and it's not just a matter of tourism, it's a matter of a spiritual connection. Hey,
correct.
Shani, busy mom with kids, but I wanted to get your perspective just as an Israeli and a lover of Yeshua at the same time. Thanks for joining us, and give Kobe a hug for us, all right?
Will do. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. God bless. Okay, friends, can I encourage you strongly to dig into these issues more deeply? One more time, an open invitation to Porter Speakman Jr., to Christopher on the video as a narrator, to Reverend Stephen Sizer. Please come on the air with me and join me if you feel I'm being unfair, unjust, not accurately representing you, not accurate historically, factually, theologically, or let's have a public dialogue and discussion about it in another setting if you feel my own radio show is not a fair setting. I delight to put the issues on the table, and I say that this video is unfair, is a hit piece, leaves out a lot of essential information. My assumption is it was done out of sincerity and what was intended to be a Christian spirit, but it was done very, very wrongly, with a lot of bias that needs to be corrected in the name of justice, reconciliation, peace, and in the spirit of Jesus. My bottom line is this. We all agree that we need to be on God's side. We all agree that we need to be on the side of justice. We all agree that we need to be on the side of peace. Ultimately, I would say this. There are clear promises that God will redeem Israel and the Jewish people. At the very least, stand in faith for that.
Okay, that was it. I just want a few quick comments here, and then if anybody has anything to share, please feel free. I don't give them the benefit of the doubt at all. I think they know exactly what they're doing. They're producing a propaganda piece, and they know it. And they will not debate him because they will not debate anybody that knows the facts. They go around these colleges. They go around the churches where Christians and students are stupid. They don't know the facts. They don't know the history. They can be easily bowled over by good, strong rhetoric of people who sound authoritative and sound like they got it all together and know exactly what's going on. They knew what they were doing. They did it on purpose. And the second thing I'd like to say, if you live close to a neighbor, two houses right beside each other, and for some reason that neighbor gets in his mind, he wants to kill you and take your land and your house, and you try year after year after year to make peace with him and reconcile yourself with him, and he refuses to be reconciled and keeps saying he wants to kill you, the first opportunity he's going to kill you, then only an insane idiot would try and make peace with that guy. And anybody who pushes you to make peace with somebody who does not want to make peace with you, but intends to murder you at the first opportunity, is helping that guy murder you. Okay, they are just as guilty of him murdering you when he does as he is. Okay, and that's what's going on in the world. These churches, people like Sizer, they know that the Palestinians do not want peace. They want all of Israel. And yet they tell Israel, you have to make peace with somebody who does not want to make peace. So if the Jews were slaughtered, which they won't be, but if they were slaughtered, Sizer and all these people would be just as guilty as if they plunged a knife in themselves. All right? Now, if anybody has anything to share or anything like that, go right ahead. That last guy, he don't want peace. He don't want justice. Or else he's totally ignorant. Or else he really believes the Palestinian propaganda, which means he's not searching the situation out, because there's evidence all over the internet. All over the internet. Their own words, in their own textbooks, in their speeches, in every program on TV. That's all they say. We're going to destroy Israel. We're going to take all Palestine. You can't miss it. Unless you're blind on purpose, okay? In that case, you're an accomplice to the Palestinian desire to kill every Jew. That's why God's going to kill these people. That's why in the end he's going to murder them and destroy them, because they are all accomplices in the desire of the Palestinians to kill all the Israelis. And they use all this peace and Christian love and justice to hide their evil, wicked ways. And God's going to bring it out and destroy it in the end. All right, anybody here have anything to share? Nothing here? Anybody in the room? Any comments or anything? Okay, was it worth listening to that thing? Did y'all get anything of it? Was it worth it? Good. Alrighty. Well, thanks for coming, guys. I guess that's it. We'll see you next week. God willing, and the river don't rise.